A Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up today at the entrance to a popular pub in Tel Aviv, next door to the American Embassy. Three patrons were killed, 35 wounded in the attack. Two Palestinian organizations have claimed responsibility. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Tel Aviv.
Keyboard player Barry Gilbert was on the small stage at the back of Mike's place, absorbed in the blues number he was playing for the pub's open mic night.
About halfway through the song, I just saw a big orange flash and sort of like a lot of light coming towards me. So I just ducked, basically, and I felt a blast, and then the place was covered in smoke. Everybody started to just scream, and I ran outside to see what was going on. There was a lot of people lying on the floor very, very badly injured.
One of those badly injured was the security guard who prevented the bomber's entry into the pub. Two others injured in the attack were tourists, one from the U.S. and one from France. Mike's place attracted a regular clientele of young Israelis and expatriate Brits and Americans who like jazz. Many of the customers knew each other. As soon as the wounded had been taken to hospitals, cleaning crews began sweeping up the debris of the explosion. The blast blew the white metal doors at the entrance apart, shattering the windows and leaving the entrance a pile of twisted metal struts. The neighboring U.S. embassy, separated from the pub by a black metal fence, was not damaged. Several hours after the explosion, co-owner Asaf Gansman stood in shock, surveying the wreckage of his bar.
We were doing pretty well, and we had security, and we felt pretty safe next to the American embassy. We felt extra safe because even the people in the American embassy told us that they're allowed to go only to like a few hundred meters from the embassy because that's safe, and this is one of the places. But I guess nowhere is safe.
Israeli police spokesman Gil Kleiman said the security forces receive constant warnings of planned suicide bombings and cannot stop all of them.
We have had, as you've known, a lot of successes, and we've been saying this for 3 years. This is not something that's new, that there is no hermetically ability to seal the country, especially Tel Aviv, beachfront area and across from the beach, pubs. There's no way to do it. People were here for a jazz and blues night, a young crowd in their 20s. There's no way you can close all that down.
Two Palestinian organizations, Hamas and the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigade, said they planned the attack jointly to avenge the death of an Al-Aqsa member recently killed in Nablus by Israeli troops. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, a militant offshoot of Arafat's Fatah movement, said the bombing was meant as a message to the new Palestinian government, headed by Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, that nobody can disarm the resistance movements without a political solution. Hours earlier, in a speech to the Palestinian legislature, Abbas had called for an end to terrorism and pledged to collect illegal weapons. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman David Saranga says the suicide bombing is a challenge to Abbas's new government.
We don't think the Palestinian Authority can talk peace during the day and not to combat terrorism during the night. The international community will judge the new government of the Palestinian Authority according to performance and not according to declarations.
Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat said the Palestinian Authority condemns the death of all civilians, Israelis and Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.